Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Talk about those early years in your marriage and how you those differences maybe, showed themselves in your marriage and what you did about them.
Oh, early on in our marriage, there's a funny story that, so you have to know a little bit about my background. With my dad being an alcoholic, Bill married a girl with a few issues. I was a total drama queen. I had a tiara, owned a t-shirt. I was a drama queen. Mm. And Bill would say something, it would hurt my feelings. I'm like, you don't love me anymore. I run to the room, slam the door, look back to see if Bill's followed me.
Now, Susie, as a new husband, I'm thinking, what in the world is this? Like, my dad never told me to expect this. I didn't know women acted this way. I don't understand why she's doing this. And I have no training to draw on whatsoever.
One guy in Florida, when we told this story, said, yeah, run, Forrest, run.
So now I'm totally guessing. I'm like, okay, my wife just ran out of the room, accused me of not loving her, and slammed the door. Am I supposed to sit out in the living room and outlast this behavior? Or am I supposed to follow her in the room and reassure her that whatever it is I said, I obviously didn't mean the way she took it? And again, all I had was a guess. And my best guess was to follow her into the room and tell her, damn, I married you because I loved you. I don't know what I said that was so upsetting, but I'm sure I didn't mean the way you took it because I adore you. I love you. I think you're the greatest woman ever born. And you know those times in your relationship where, like, things are better, but you don't really know what was going on, so you don't know if you solved anything, but things seem to be better?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's where we were a lot of our first year of marriage, because this little event reoccurred a number of times.
But, Bill, the next time that I slammed the door, ran to our room, looked back to see if Bill had followed me, my brother was over for dinner. It was my brother who followed me in, started applauding. He took a trophy off the wall. He's like, now for best actress, we have Pam Farrell. And so Bill's like,
I thought this was really funny, but I also thought we were in big, big trouble. I was like, there's no way you could be making fun of her at a moment like this. And then I saw out of the corner of my eye that Pam started laughing.
So Bill's like, humor is helping here. Wow, maybe we should tie this humor to a good memory in our life. And Bill loved he has a favorite theologian.
It's Rocky Balboa.
Oh, of course. I've just watched him last night.
Yeah. You know,
funny.
So Rocky's dating Adrian, and Polly, Adrian's brother, was concerned about the relationship. And so he went to Rocky one day and he said, hey, what are you doing with my sister? And Rocky's response was something like, I got gaps, she got gaps, together we fill gaps. Which is pretty good advice for relationships, because we all have gaps.
Exactly.
And so I got to thinking, okay, well, she's laughing over this, so maybe this will work. Because when Rocky was trying to get Adrian's attention, he would go into her pet store every day with the same dumb joke. Yo, Adrian, you know what you get when you tap a turtle on the back? You get shell shock. Get it? Shell shock.
So the next time Bill hurt my feelings, I ran to our room, I slammed the door, I looked back, in walks Bill.
Yo, Pam, you know what you get when you tap a turtle on the back? You get shell-shocked. Get it? Unfortunately, she started laughing.
I totally started laughing. And it's a password that we use still to this day that helps us regroup when we happen to be in intense fellowship or in disagreement or if things are stressful. Either one of us can, in a heated argument, say, yo, or just start tapping our hand like we're tapping a turtle. And it works to regroup. And what we didn't know then, but we have come to know now, is the reason why that password works so well in our relationship is it met the security need in my heart. Bill, do you love me more than this little drama episode that I'm doing right here? Do you love me more than the time it's taking to, talk me down off the ledge? Do you love me more than, do you love me enough to put some effort into, trying to get along here? I didn't know that I was that insecure. It took me, a little while later to realize, wow, the trauma and drama that my family of origin, handed to me. Took some great training through Bible college and seminary for me to unpack that baggage. But God was so good. He delivered the answer before I even knew what the problem was. And the good part is I quit slamming the door and running to our room.
Wow.
I kind of skipped all of that nowadays.
Well, and I find that we often when we talk about the security need that women have, it often comes across as a negative thing. I know a lot of guys get frustrated. They're like, come on, can't you just get over this? And I started to gain compassion when I realized that for a woman to trust a man at an intimate level, she has to answer the question, can I trust him with everything?
Yep.
Because her whole life's connected. And that's a tall order. And so when I look at trust as a man, it's not an all or nothing thing for me. I have four or five areas that are really important to me, and if I can trust Pam with those, we can work on the rest. But when I realized that trust is this all-encompassing thing, I started having compassion on this and said, you know what, I want to get the message to her that you're safe around me.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.